Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk about all news, comics, and media related to the... On this episode, we're joined once again by awesome Transformers comics artist, Anna Malkova. We review Wreckers, Tread and Circuits, issue number 2. Check out another funny Transformers the Movie-themed stop-motion animation video short, and marvel at the slew of new guest announcements for TFCon LA next year. Today is Friday, December 3rd, 2021, and this is episode 262 of Transmissions Alt Mode. Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that, with all the guest announcements, is starting to get really hyped for TFCon Los Angeles. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team, Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Hey, how's it going?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Heyo, let's talk Transformers.
And again, we are joined by our special guest for this week, awesome Transformers comics artist, Anna Malkova.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm here for all the shade.
And Anna has been gracious enough to hang out with us on both shows this week. So definitely check out Transmissions 462 for a great interview with Anna and awesome art that she shows off. We did a whole video, special video episode for the whole show in 462, so you should check that out. She's got lots of stuff to show off, and it was just a really fun time. So, and it was a, you know, it was a little bit long, but I think you'll enjoy it. So check it out. And Anna, we're gonna. So it's okay to review a comic with you. I mean, I don't know if there's any professional issues with reviewing somebody else's comic. I hope you're okay.
Honestly,
with that.
Like, fire away. Like, I can add some logistics info, maybe about how comics are produced, and maybe some personal adoration towards Jack Lawrence's art, because I'm a huge fan of his stuff, and seeing him make a Transformers book is always a delight.
Cool. All right, well, let's get started. So, of course, we always start off the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who support us on Patreon and PayPal. We really appreciate their contributions. That helps keep the show going. If you'd like to become a Donatrion, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and that's where you can sign up. We've got lots of perks. Of course, you get bonus episodes from our Transformers Live Play RPG podcast, Empire of Rust. And episode 64 was out this week. The bonus episode was out. That's available only to Donatrions. But coming this Monday, December 6th, we'll have the regular episode of Empire of Rust, episode 64, Mortillus's Advocate. And this is continuing the trial of Magnum as he is on trial for his life to hopefully evade punishment for a theft he did several centuries ago. So check out Empire of Rust. If you haven't been listening, you can check it out. We're a few episodes into season 2 of the storyline. So if you haven't gotten caught up, it's a good time. And the episodes come out every 2 weeks, so you've got time to listen. So check it out. Anna, I know you are also into role-playing games, correct? Have you had a chance to check out Empire of Rust?
Not yet.
Okay, that's okay.
I feel a bit ashamed because I actually told you that I'm going to check it out like half a year ago. But I'll definitely get onto it. I've been listening to the regular show for 3 years now, so I'm a huge fan, and I'm going to catch up with Empire of Rust over the Christmas holidays. Promise. Okay.
We'll send Mike to check up on you. He's the one you have to apologize to.
Please don't be a quiz.
But I'm actually really really happy to hear that you've been listening to Transmissions for a while. So that that's great. And of course, yeah, definitely, I would continue to encourage you to check out Empire of Rust. So yeah, we'll check back in the new year and see how you are.
I will do my best.
Don't worry about it, Anna. It's okay. You don't. It's not a prerequisite that you have to listen to everything we produce. It's fine. You listen to the good shows, you know. And then you got the other shows that you know. You got the other stuff that you can do when you find the time.
I mean, it's probably not as bombastic as Drag Race, but.
Daryl's throwing shade to our awesome producer and editor Mike here. I don't know. Daryl might not be on the show much longer anymore. All right. Well, let's avoid pissing off Mike anymore and jump right into our comic review for this week. So this week we are reviewing Transformers Wreckers Tread and Circuits number 2. This is written by David Marriott, art by Jack Lawrence, colors by Brittany Peer, letters by Jake M. Wood, editor Riley Farmer, and supervising editor Tom Waltz. We got 3 covers this week. So cover A is an awesome shot of the new Wreckers just looking pretty badass, and that is art by Alex Milne. Then we've got cover B, which is a close-up of Circuit after he got wrecked, which ties into what happens in this issue. And that is by Susan Suna Margovich, also friend of Apollo on the show. And the retailer incentive cover is Octopunch and Skullgrin, and they're coming for you. And that is art by Livio Ramondelli. So, Anna, I'm going to start with you. Which of these covers would you pick as your favorite?
There you go with the tough questions. Well, Susan is a great friend of mine as well, but I think I'll have to pick Alex's cover. At the very least, for the very clever use of signage, the Wreckers being composed out of actual wreckage on the cover is so impressive. I really like a good, cheeky Easter egg hidden in the cover, and Alex's art is always stellar. So I will go with cover A.
Very good choice. Jeremy, which one are you picking?
All three of these are so good. You know, Alex's has so much detail in it. Livio's is just very creepy looking, but I think I would pick cover B. I just think it tells in one image a lot of the story of the issue. I really like it. It's also kind of creepy.
All right, that's cool. Daryl, which cover are you picking? Actually, I probably know the answer to this, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to say. This one is this is pretty easy pick for me. This is cover A. Alex just knocks it out of the park. It's the guy's a rock star. Who are we kidding here? I love his work, and yeah. It's there's tons of stuff in here. You can look around and you can see on the bottom of the cover that there's the wanted posters with the you know, everybody, that's all the bad guys. You see them sitting there. Mm-hmm. It's great. There's a bunch of stuff in this cover that you can stare at it, and you're still, you know, there's more stuff in here that you're going to miss, because it's just, there's so much packed into an Alex cover.
Yeah, and I think I'm basically going to agree with you and Anna that the Alex Milne cover is my pick for this week. I just love the detail on Alex Milne's work. And yeah, as Anna pointed out, the Wreckers logo formed out of the wreckage is a nice touch there. So it's a great image.
Also, one more point of how cool Alex Milne is. He's been coloring his own art for the past year, I think, and he's been getting better and better with colors. I mean, he's always been stellar, but with every cover, I see improvement, and it's so cool to see him do colors on his own work. It's just, it brings some like extra level of Milne flavor to everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. A lot of people don't know that he's been doing that. Yeah. It's a good point.
All right, well, let's get into the story, and then we'll talk about what we thought about it. So before the start of the Speedia 500 on Velocitron, the Wreckers take the opportunity to mingle with the other racers and gather some intel. Does Mayhem have Eraser on the inside? That's one of the things they're trying to discover. Each Wrecker targets another Racer to recon. Minerva finds Knockout to be particularly arrogant, especially since she easily beat his high score in Mechanic Mania, but not suspicious. Thunderclash finds Leadfoot's passion for racing and obsession with the Speedia 500 to be genuine and harmless. Hotshot doesn't get any warning signs from one of the more popular racers, Override, and Ricochet found Sideways to be aloof and hard to gauge. Aileron is surprised to learn that Jackpot is taking bets on whether the Wreckers or Mayhem will ruin the Speedia 500 this year, in addition to just taking bets on the winner of the race. Given their lack of leads with the other racers, Minerva is skeptical that Mayhem would try to plant a racer since it contradicts their ideology. But Aileron points out that Mayhem is just trying to get as much attention as possible with a spectacle, so they'll probably use any means necessary. They don't have a master plan, they're just trying to make a big scene and claim it was all planned from the start. Just like Thunderclash from Aileron's perspective. Thunderclash gets a bit indignant about being compared to terrorists and angrily stands up, banging on the table they're seated at. Aileron admonishes him not to make a scene and Thunderclash apologizes, but it's too late. Head of security Breakdown has been drawn over by the commotion. He asks if something is wrong. Aileron assures him that everything is fine, but Breakdown gives them a warning anyway. If the Wreckers cause any more trouble or make a scene, they'll be out of the race immediately. He's got enough problems watching out for Mayhem. As Breakdown walks away, Thunderclash winks at Aileron and commends her on getting Breakdown to come over so they could assess him directly. Aileron accepts the compliment, but says she's still concerned about where the line between the act and the real bot is drawn on their covert operations. Hotshot isn't concerned, confident that Aileron will have a plan ready to go by the time the race starts. And all the talk of intel reminds Minerva, where's Circuit? Back in the alley, Circuit has run into his old friend and fellow mode-locked survivor of the Iron Hope, Axer. Axer greets Circuit warmly, offering apologies for not keeping in touch after the war. Axer offers Circuit a ride back to his ship as a friendly gesture. Circuit agrees and climbs up behind Axer on his motorcycle. As they ride, Axer again apologizes for their past history, but says he wants to make amends starting now. Axer is a member of security operations, and he cautions Circuit to get his fellow Wreckers to drop out of the Speedia 500 for their own safety. Circuit says he'll try, but they won't be easily convinced. Circuit asks why they don't just cancel the race if they're so concerned. Axer replies that confidentially, the race is actually just a ploy to draw Mayhem out into the open. Axer drops Circuit off and bids him farewell, but Circuit is still a bit suspicious. He deploys a crammer drone to trail Axer and then follows him discreetly on his hoverbike. After a few cycles, Axer detects the drone and immediately destroys it. Circuit loses the drone connection and Axer drives off into a building out of sight. Circuit's hoverbike transforms into his armor suit and he continues to monitor the building while staying out of sight. Suddenly, Circuit sees Octopunch emerge from the building that Axer just went in. Circuit immediately contacts Thunderclash to tell him he has visual contact on Mayhem and is sending coordinates. But before he can provide any more details, a sniper on the roof of the building fires a shot directly into Circuit's face. Thunderclash loses contact with Circuit and knows something is wrong. He orders the Wreckers to mobilize immediately. Aileron can fly so she can get there the fastest, carrying Minerva with her so she can give any emergency medical attention if Circuit is hurt. And he is. As the other Wreckers drive up, Minerva tells them Circuit is just barely hanging on after being shot in the optic. There's no sign of anyone else there, but Mayhem did leave a calling card in flaming graffiti on the wall of the building. Thunderclash transforms into truck mode, and they load the unconscious Circuit into the back of his trailer to transport him back to their ship, the Stuntmaster. They get him into a CR chamber, but Circuit is not out of the woods and still fighting for his life. But there's no time to worry about Circuit. The Speedia 500 is about to begin. The Wreckers join the other racers at the starting line. Breakdown announces that extra security precautions will be taken for this year's race, but Velocitron will not give in to terrorism. Current Velocitron First Senator Road Rocket thanks everyone for participating and then joins the other racers. Emirate Zeron starts the countdown and all the racers transform and rev their engines. Zeron gives the go-ahead and the race begins. To be continued. So this, this issue was kind of just another like setup. We're getting ready for the race, but we don't get a lot of meat in the story for this issue. But I did like a little bit of the world building here, all the Wreckers doing their, their kind of covert scouting and recon of the other racers. We get a little bit of a glimpse of some of the other characters, particularly Breakdown and Knockout. We get a view of them, and we get the something that was carried forward from the previous IDW continuity is that they have a relationship there. Like we have a, you know, we have a big kiss from Breakdown and Knockout right before the race starts. So that was a, that was an interesting thing to add to the story here. And then the whole subplot with Circuit and Axer, that also was, it was, I guess I wasn't clear on, you know, I think the implication is that Axer might be a double agent, might be working for Mayhem, but it's not completely clear there. So we'll, I guess we'll have to see, if, you know, if Axer is basically, you know, he's in security operations, but he might be working for Mayhem. So I guess we'll see how that goes. And it's kind of weird that he apologized to Circuit when he first met, but then immediately after that, is he, you know, shooting his friend in the face, or maybe that, is that another bot? We'll see. I guess we'll see. But yeah, I mean, I guess there's not a whole heck of a lot happened in this issue, but I guess we're just gearing up for issue 3, where the race kicks off. And I imagine there will be a lot more action in that next issue. So Daryl, maybe I'll start with you, because I know you're the one looking for the action, and we didn't get a lot in this issue. So what were your thoughts on this?
So yeah, I mean, we got some, not a lot, but first I want to say I like the art. Jack did a great job on the art. It looks really great. You know, I'm not going to harp on the fact that it's the same thing I mentioned last time, is about, you know, it's a Wreckers is not the same thing as it once was. It's different now. So, you know, this is the previous incarnation of Wreckers was like a darker iteration. This is brighter. But the art's fantastic. It looks very good. And it's enjoyable to look at. The story, it was fine. It's, you know, it moved the plot from the arrival to the race, and that's essentially all I really needed it to do. I enjoyed the fact that you saw a bunch of characters that really aren't in the story, just kind of hanging out. For the life of me, I'm drawing blanks on names. I think you've got like Cybertron Override here. And in the last page of the comic, you see everybody here. It's like so many characters from the Unicron trilogy are in here. But yeah, I'm totally drawing blanks on all these names though, which is killing me, because they're all characters from the Unicron trilogy. Pretty sure the yellow is Dragstrip at the back there. I think there's a Unicron trilogy blur back there.
Well, the purple motorcycle next to Dragstrip is Sideways from, that's also from, Sideways. Is that from,
that's the one of the ones I couldn't figure out, because he's like a weird headmaster guy with he had like two head guys. He was a weird one.
Double agent.
And yeah. Override is the like the sleek car in the front, the right in front of Thunderclash.
Yes, so that's the one that I was mentioning. The yellow and blue kind of Formula One type car next to Sideways is one that I know it. I've seen the figure. I might even own the figure. I cannot remember his name though. So yeah, that's kind of bothering me that I can't remember that. But as far as the story goes,
is that Joyride or Slapdash? One of the Power Masters.
No, I think it's Ledger. Joyride. I don't remember.
In Thunderclash meets him in the beginning of the book.
Oh, is it?
Oh,
and you can see parts of a spoiler on this.
Oh, okay.
Either way, it's, you know, I'm happy that all these, you know, recognizable characters, you know, more for me, recognizable toys are being added to the book. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy, but the page in which Breakdown is kind of giving his speech just before the start of the race, but is that Scrounge in the background?
I was going to bring that up. It's my boy Scrounge.
There you go. So yeah, this there's
a 10 out of 10 book.
there you go. So yeah, there's a lot of characters here in the background that you know, if you spend some time and kind of look around, you're gonna spot some recognizable bots, which is cool. So yeah, the story might have been, you know, not blah blah blah, you know, didn't do a whole heck of a lot of plot moving. It got you to the race, which I think is what this whole book is going to be about. You know, this is like what is that, Star Wars episode one, the
Oh, Phantom now Menace, this is pod racing.
This is pod racing. That's the whole movie was about the pod race. So yeah, so there you go. But yeah, it's fine. I enjoyed the book.
All right, Anna, what did you think of this? And I guess maybe you can also give us your perspective on this new iteration of Wreckers, since you said the Wreckers was what got you into Transformers comics in the first place.
Well, I'm a big fan of Wreckers, but I'm also a big fan of destroying what came before and completely reimagining the teams, the setups, everything with new books. Like, I love what David and Jack is making here. Like, we can't actually judge how the story is going to hold up until the last issue comes out. And personally, I haven't been privy to what the book is actually going to be. I've been reading as everyone else with each issue, so I'm enjoying it as a fellow fan for once. And seeing Jack's art has been absolutely lovely, and this issue has been like a lot of character etudes. Is that a word? Character scenes that helps us get more of a feel for them. While the first issue was a setup, this is more of like a gravy to the main course, where we get to know them and get to know the character, their personal relationships with each other. Like, I think it's quite interesting. The dialogue between Circuit and Axer here, it implies a lot of personal history, and I'm interested in which direction David is going to take it, because my brain is not completely rotten, but I kind of read it as they were kind of exes. There is this certain vibe in their interpersonal, like, can you do that for me, and like, please stay safe, and all this kind of stuff. It's very melodramatic. So yeah, I'm looking forward to what is going to be next.
That is not an angle that I picked up on. That's an interesting perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, like, they had like three pages riding back to back on a motorcycle. Like, it's an imagery that's very cinematic when there's like, I mean, it's straight from the Matrix, honestly. Like, very lovely.
Yeah.
And I've been such a fan of how many extra characters Jack adds to the background scenes and how much is going on. Honestly, like, I kind of got a bit lost, because I couldn't for the life of me name all of them, but I trust in Jack's capability, and all these cameo background cameos are absolutely lovely. What else can you say? Signal Lancer was amazing. Seeing the light switching robot featured in a book, wonderful. Love that little guy.
You can definitely, I mean, also spotting the background characters is difficult, so I would definitely... Yeah, just recommend go on the TF Wiki. They usually do a good job of cataloging everyone who's.
I have TF Wiki open right now, honestly. I have a digital book and TF Wiki open just to keep up with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, lovely stuff. Looking forward to what comes next.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Jeremy, what did you think of this book?
It was, I mean, I thought it was a lot of fun. I like the setup stuff almost more than the action issues. And I just like, you know, y'all said about the getting to know the characters as, like, you know, they're in that bar, and, you know, you're just kind of introduced to some of these side characters, seeing things like Breakdown, you know, in his TF Prime book. I think that's great. He's such a fun character. And then all the stuff with Circuit and Axer, I really liked. It took me a while to, like, the Iron Hope thing, I had to look that up. I'd forgotten that was a thing in this continuity. But it's, you know, it's a nice callback to this, this thing that had been set up. And, you know, when you see, like right before Circuit gets shot, you see Axer walk out with Octopi. So Axer isn't the one that shot him. That was, looks like it came from above in the building, but he saw Axer with Octopi. So that was, I thought that was one of the highlights of the issue. And then just the art all over was just fantastic. Like the single page where Circuit gets shot is just such a beautiful page. Like, you know, very dynamic, very, very clear. And I don't know, it was just such a good image. And then just all over, I just really love the art in the book. And then to top it off, seeing Scrounge, I mean, that's just, you can't, you know, I don't know how they're going to top this. Because Scrounge is such a, you know, a great character. He has, they have to be sparingly or sparing in their use of Scrounge because he's such a great character. But I'm looking forward to seeing where this is going. And I really hope the, like, I don't know if I've really seen a book that is like focused on a race. So I'm interested to see how the race is going to be portrayed in the book, you know, and, you know, with all that action. And I'm very excited to see where this is going. This is just such a fun series.
Cool. Yeah. I'm looking at, so I saw the panel where Circuit sees Octopunch, but I didn't, like, I'm just looking at it.
There's a blue and yellow and gray bot right next to Octopunch.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't recognize that as Axer, but yeah, now that I'm looking at it again. Yeah.
And then when he gets shot, you can see there's a flash from the top of the building.
Yeah, so someone else was watching and I guess shot them. So,
and maybe Axer is double crossing everybody at this point. Yeah. We can tell.
Yeah.
What else makes this book great? There's one more character that's been fan favorite for a very long time, but hasn't been featured in a lot of IDW books. Xaron. Makes his appearance. And I know there's plenty of fans of his. And him actually getting a speaking role at this point is somewhat short of miraculous.
And he seems to be drawn almost in a more classic style. Like, it just, it seems like he more resembles his Marvel version.
Yeah, it's straight up Marvel UK stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I know Jack Lawrence is, I think, an old school fan from the Marvel UK days, so I'm sure he would be quite familiar with Emre Zeron's design and would want to homage that. But yeah, well, Emre Zeron hasn't gotten a lot of page time since the old Marvel UK days and a little bit in the Marvel US too. So maybe
he'll be in more than meets the eye for like a couple background panels and that's it.
Yeah, he was on The Lost Light, but he never had a prominent role, really. He was just a background guy, but he's due for a comeback. Maybe we can get a book with Scrounge and Zeron's adventures.
One might hope.
All right, well, that is our review of Transformers Wreckers Tread and Circuits number 2. And we will move on to Transformers Media News.
All right. And in media news this week, not a lot of happening. Just one little thing came out this week, and that's another one of those stop motion shorts that was played before the 35th anniversary of Transformers, the movie that was done in September. I think that's when it came out. Mm-hmm. So if you never got to see those, then here's another one of those little pieces that you can see. It's entitled 10,000 Pardons, But You Mean Bombshell, Right? And it's a nice little stop motion animation about using the Studio Series Scourge and Sweep figures, featuring the voice talents of John Machida as Scourge, Greg Berger as Sweep number 1, Travis Ryan as Sweep number 2, and Francis Alsley as Sweep number 3. Was this one of the ones you saw in the theater, Charles?
Yes, it was. I did see this one. Yeah, I think they played three of the shorts, and all three of them I think they've put out now on YouTube.
Right on. Cool. All right. So I won't spoil it for anybody. So you can take a look on the YouTube page. It's the Hasbro YouTube channel, or just follow the link in the show notes and it'll take you right there. These are done very well. So if you have any questions, or not questions, but if you have any concerns about stop motion animation, the people behind this are really good at what they do. So take a look. And that's it for media news.
All right. And we will finish up the show with convention news.
All right. We have a ton of guests for TFCon Los Angeles again. This will be March 11th through 13th, 2022. And starting off with Tyler Blazinski, who was the writer on the Constructicon's Rising Arc of Transformers Galaxies. And I've already seen him posting online that he's very excited about this. So get your comics and take them to be signed. I think he even has like a limited number of like full sets that selling. We also have Melody Britt. She was Alana in G1, and she also was the voice of She-Ra. I'm sure a lot of people. Greg Berg, not Greg Berger. This is Greg Berg with G-R-E-G, not G-R-E-G-G, and B-E-R. He was the voice of Igor in Dark of the Moon, and he's also the voice of Fozzie and Scooter on the new version of Muppet Babies. Having a kid that's watching that Muppet Babies show all the time right now, I'm hearing those voices. Stan Bush, who did a good number of the songs on the soundtrack for the 86 movie, The Touch, Dare. He's going to be there for an autograph session. This says that he's going to be with the attendees of America's Ultimate Transformers Fan Experience on Saturday and Sunday of the convention. I don't know if that's a separate event. Maybe it's just a way that they're kind of in their advert. But anyway, advertising or autograph session, but no word if there's going to be an actual concert, but I would be surprised if, even him just playing something. Also attending is EJ Sue, who was an artist on a number of the early IDW stuff, Infiltration, Escalation, Devastation, and he's been doing some covers recently. So good seeing him back in the game. Just announced today as we're recording this, Neil Ross, who is the voice of Slag, Slinger, Six-Hot, Bone Crusher, Hook, Crosshair, and Point Blake. So he was also Keith and Pigeon Voltron. He's a great commit. I am sure that we're going to have, I just saw it just now. They have also announced Jim Sorensen, who's author of The Ark, Allspark Almanac, and The Art of Transformers Packaging. They are going all out for TFCon LA. Really upset that I'm likely not going to be able to. Looks like it's going to be a really, really fun.
It's a lot of guest announcements.
They had so many when they first did TFCon LA a couple of years ago, so I think we're going to try to top it.
Jim is a lovely person. Just don't let him undress on stage. It happens.
We talked to Jim. Was it earlier this year or late last year?
I think it was last year. Yeah.
Yeah, he was really cool.
And he sent us his book, the Art of Transformers book. So, yeah. All right. Well, that takes us to the end of this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode. Again, we want to thank Anna Malkova for joining us this week on both Alt Mode and Transmissions. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a wonderful time, even though it's 6 a.m. where I am right now. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh,
thanks so much for the sacrifice.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Be happy to be to be invited again. I'm just like dropping hints here. It's been wonderful hanging out with you.
Oh, great, great. Well, definitely check out Anna's work on the ongoing Transformers title. So she's the regular artist there. So the last issue was it 36. 36.
My interiors come next in the issues 38. That's okay. Going to be out December-ish.
Okay.
At some point.
So look forward to that. And where can people contact you online if they want to talk to you or maybe even do some commissions?
I don't do commissions. I apologize. Okay. And hopefully I will not be doing them ever again. That's like my personal stance on the matter. I enjoy drawing for myself and sell it to people who are interested in purchasing my personal art. But you can always find me on Twitter having terrible opinions about meaningless stuff at Anna-Malkova.
All right. And we will link that in our show notes, too, so everyone can find you. All right. And as we end the show, we like to give a shout out to our Masterpiece Donatrons. Thank you to those folks who continue to support the show at our highest level. So we give them a shout out in every episode. So thank you to John Forex, Levengood, Dynaby Maximize, Demon Tech 82, and Septimus Solvane. And if you would like to, another way to support the show would be to buy some of our merchandise from our TeePublic store, and that's at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. Anything you buy from TeePublic through our link will help out the show, in addition to all the cool Transmissions swag. So feel free to check that out. And that's it for this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode. Thanks everyone for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. Want some cool Transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our Transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.